But what is it? What is domestic violence?
If you think that it means a man, woman or child being beaten up, punched or kicked, then you're mistaken. Domestic violence as presented in the media is actually something very different. It's defined as a wide array of behaviours, most of which are not actually violent at all.
From the publicly funded domestic violence project working at the Royal Holloway College, here are some examples of domestic violence, what they count. Refusing to have sex with her is an act of domestic violence. Denying her sexuality. Mocking or humiliating her. Watching her at home or work. I'm not making these up. Sending her unwanted gifts. Telling her children things she doesn't want them to know. These are all acts of domestic violence, according to our government. Swearing at her. Insulting her. Criticising her appearance. Criticising her... Well, it just goes on and on. These are now... This is the abuse industry growing, trying to bring as many forms of normal behaviour as possible under the category of domestic violence.
I think it's been trivialised down to whether slapping, kicking, punching and all the rest of it. That is, of course, it's sad that adults have to regress into childish behaviour, but it does happen. Domestic violence, to me, is where there is physical attacks on another human being from someone who is close to you and loves you, or supposed to love you.
Some of the literature on that has tended to kind of overstate the case. So, and they tended, if you look at some of the literature, they tend to sort of stretch the definition of abuse, not just from punching and kicking or injuring in other ways, but to just sort of name-calling or, nasty looks, which name-calling and nasty looks are not nice. But it kind of, you don't want to stretch the definition too far.
The Domestic Violence Project at the Royal Holloway College, this is a £3 million project funded by the Labour government, which is run by an American feminist who knows every trick in the book. I've even received emails from women telling me that my website is illegal because it's an act of domestic violence against women. You cannot complain against women without them feeling that they have a right to abuse you, to threaten you, to intimidate you. And when it comes to the mainstream media, newspapers and what have you, they won't receive a few emails, they'll receive thousands of emails, thousands of letters orchestrated by the feminist lobby, which you must remember is extremely well funded. And so the women are goaded into believing that they are being abused by the male population, when the truth of the matter is, as you can see from to the depths that they are having to sink in order to define domestic violence in every which way they can, and these things are regarded as crimes.
I got into an argument with someone a couple of months ago, who she was very sensible, and she worked in it wasn't kind of like a rape crisis centre or something, but it was a resource centre for those kinds of things. And she was coming out with all this stuff like, it's, one in four women are abused. And I'm thinking, that's massive. So I said, does that mean that, of all of your friends, a quarter of them are being abused? And she went, well, no, I mean that over their whole lifetime, so not any given time. I said, okay, and what exactly counts as abuse under, what do you mean by abuse? Because this seems like an epidemic of what's going on. He said, it means, obviously, knifing and stabbing and stuff and murder, obviously, punching and kicking, and then also name-calling and ignoring and stuff like this. So what it actually boiled down to was that over that whole spread of things, it meant that, one in four women over the course of their lives will be ignored for a period of time by their partners. It's kind of unfortunate if energy directed towards solving really serious problems is kind of dissipated on silly stuff like that.
It started off really, he threw things at me. I'd get drinks poured over my head, rubbish bin, he'd quite often do that sort of thing, just tip the rubbish over my head if I was sitting down.
Pouring rubbish over a woman's head is not domestic violence. It sounds more like some sort of personality disorder to me. And did he really do this for no reason?
It'd be interesting to have the lovely Bryony on film to ask her what part she played in events. But women are never asked to do that.
When questioned, 47% of women living in London say they'd leave their partner straight away if he hit her. In reality, it takes an average of 35 beatings before they actually report the violence.
Despite this reporter's misuse of the word beatings, this doesn't mean 35 punches or 35 slaps or 35 of any other kind of physical assault. As we've seen, it could mean anything.
It's even extended to include financial domestic violence. This means wherever a man refuses to give money to a woman, for whatever reason, he's classed as abusive.
I wonder, if I beat her at chess, is that intellectual domestic violence? If I beat her on PlayStation, is that video game domestic violence?
The definitions of domestic violence are now so wide that the figures have become meaningless.
The classification for domestic violence covers all acts of whether it's slapping, punching, pinching, if financial deprivation, in other words, if your partner won't give you the money that you want, that you think, that's all considered domestic violence. The problem with this is that if you start doing that, you're going to end up with the entire population of England in prison. Because, unfortunately, people who live in close relationships do, at times, behave very badly towards each other. Domestic violence is, as far as I'm concerned, is serious violence where the other person is so intimidated that you ruin their quality of life.
Psychological violence encompasses various tactics to undermine a woman's self-confidence, such as yelling, insults, contempt, threats, or deprivation of emotional care.
Is it only a woman's confidence that can be undermined?
Elmer! If you're not in here in just 10 seconds, your dinner will go to your family, the hogs! Elmer! Don't you sneak up on me.
Physical violence ranges from pushing and shoving to hitting, torture, mutilation, and murder.
Sounds like Dolores O'Neill. She stabbed her husband 21 times and then smashed his head to a pulp with 26 blows from a hammer. He was asleep when she struck. And of course, there's Lorena Bobbitt.
My next guest is a woman who's famous around the world for literally taking the law into her own hands. It's my pleasure. Welcome, welcome. This is your first appearance on British television, and millions of viewers join me and wanted to know the answer to one question. Cut any good dicks lately?
Chuck. Have you ever seen or heard of a man mutilating a vagina? And if you have, would you expect to see him laughing about it on a talk show?
Financial violence may also include preventing a partner from taking employment outside the home or engaging in other activity that would lead to financial independence.
Financial violence? Are you kidding me? So a woman chooses to be with a man who's willing and able to support her financially, and this might be somehow forced on her as a violent act. I wish someone would be financially violent to me so that I could quit work.
However, the types of violence that women often employ against men don't make it onto Amnesty's list.
But in your mind, when you think about domestic violence, what is it that goes through your mind? What do you think about?
Well, you always think of the guy hitting the girl, don't you?
Is that because of maybe what you hear on the news and Trisha and things like that?
Yeah, exactly. The coverage it gets, basically, isn't it?
Women successfully use the belief that domestic violence against women is commonplace in divorce and custody cases, where the mere accusation of domestic violence gives them an advantage.
It's very easy for a woman to prevent a father from raising his child, and the quickest and easiest way to do this is to utter two magic words. Domestic violence, you must hear it all the time to stop dads from seeing their kids.
Well, that's not the only sort of allegation. What about sexual abuse? Mm. It's very easy for the mother to say and very difficult for the father to disprove.
Once domestic violence brought into it, that's the most bought up accusation by women, domestic violence. The courts are then believing the woman, and then the minute you go in front of the judge, you're thinking to yourself, do they think that I beat women up? Do they think I do this? Do they think I do that? And you just feel like you're about that big. And I felt about that big for the first few times. It's only when I thought, sod this, I've got dignity. I've not done nothing wrong.
In your experience, how many of the allegations of abuse or violence are substantiated?
Well, I think that's a very difficult question. I would think probably not a lot.
Women's Aid was sat there for one reason and one reason only, and that was to make sure that after divorce or separation, wherever humanly possible, those fathers did not see their children again. That was their single overriding objective. And if they could use domestic abuse as the reason for it, let's use it. What you need to realise is that when you've finally achieved your objective, a legal presumption of contact, I said, your next roadblock, I said, is going to be domestic violence. I said, and that's why we're working on it now.